Good day, everybody. I'm very glad to see a lot of people who are interested in Central Asia, the region which is near and dear to my heart. I'm president of Tajik American Cultural Association, which was founded 3 years ago here in Fairfax, Virginia. It's one of the organizations, I can say, the most successful and influential one to represent the Tajik culture, traditions, and the history of Tajikistan. And it's a platform for Tajiks Americans to come together to share their experience living in a different country. But before that, I would like to say a couple words about Tajikistan, and then, by the way, of example of the TACA, Tajik American Cultural Association, I will talk about the activities, what we do here, and why this is important. So Tajikistan, as you all know, it's an 8.2 billion population of 8.2 billion people who can shift your perception of the hospitality to the different level as the rest of the Central Asia. It's a country located near Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, China. We have it's the only non-Turkic Persian-speaking country in Central Asia. So the language a little bit different. We're speaking Dari version of Farsi. It's a landlocked country who doesn't have access to maritime transportation. For that reason, it's very important to understand that Tajikistan is in the middle of the continent and it has to cooperate with all neighboring countries, especially in Central Asia. For that reason, the Tajik American Cultural Association has become very important because if we look in regards to non-profit engagement and organization in America, we didn't have much experience, we didn't have any other outlets and platform to represent the Tajik community here, so it's purely organization that found by enthusiasm of the several people, most of them, I'm the oldest one, who came together with the solid purpose to create a platform to introduce Tajik traditions, culture, language, to show the Tajik cuisine and hospitality here in the United States. Why diasporas are important? I'll give you an example. For example, 32%, which is a record in the world. This is the world record in terms of the contribution to the GDP of Tajikistan. 52% comes from the remittances coming from the diasporas from various countries of the world, predominantly from Russia. So just that number shows to what extent diaspora is important in Tajikistan. But economic indicators are always in avant-garde for engagement and traditions. So first of all, we have businesses, entrepreneurs traveling and opening offices in different countries. But then you have cultural interactions. You have various interactions in different parts of the world. So for that matter, every single expatriate who lives abroad outside of the country is very important because they become ambassadors of their culture, of their heritage. Tajik American Cultural Association, let me talk about this organization. But before that, let me step aside and talk a little bit about myself. Many people surprised and to hear that Vladimir Fedorenko is the president of Tajik American Cultural Association, which is a very interesting fact. In fact, I'm quite a representative of the post-Soviet population. I'm part Tajik, Uzbek, Russian, and Ukrainian. So all of this issue come together, and I'm here to represent it here. We understand and the multiculturalism and multiculturalism of Tajikistan. We have various ethnicities, Uzbek, Russian, Ukrainian, Pomeroy people, which is just a common concept to represent the different people living in Nagorno-Badakhshan region. We have various divisions in Tajikistan in terms of the religion. We have Sunni Islam, we have Nazari, Ismaili, Shia, predominantly living in Pamir region. We have various representatives living in Tajikistan. So the word Tajik, and it's explicitly stated in the mission statement of our organization, does not represent any ethnic reference in this. It's more, we're using this in a civic term to invite all people who are interested in Tajikistan, who have lived in Tajikistan but then migrated to the different countries, who have never been to Tajikistan but very interested in the culture, in the lifestyle in Tajikistan. So for that matter, Tajik does not have ethnic reference. Our cultural association, and this is very important, I see culture is a kind of different dimensions where you don't have any political, economical, or some ideological obstacles. It's kind of a different level that does not prevent you to have engagement, to share your ideas and experience. So for that matter, culture is a very important word in our title. We started very in very modest terms, so we didn't have a lot of background or opportunity to present right away. It was a purely nonprofit organization, and this has becomes very important because even in a very modest beginning, people saw the beauty of the gatherings that we had. For example, we have a couple of illustrations, and Fariza will help me. Probably most of you know what is the Nowruz celebration. It's the beginning of the spring and the beginning of the new year. It's a very important celebration, and by organizing this every year, it comes around March 21st and 22nd. It gathers everybody. It doesn't have any... It's basically celebration open to everybody, from the youngest to the oldest, regardless of your political view, background, your affiliation. Everybody is excited that the new year starts, the beginning of the spring, and the joy is celebrated in that sense. So cultural events are backbone of our organization. We have Mantu parties. Probably most of you know what the Mantu is. We have Kurotop, which is a very interesting meal that you can find only in Tajikistan. We also organized a number of the official programs, and I'll be happy to share more about this. And once people saw that kind of initiative, they outreached and they helped us to organize in a more interesting way, so that becomes something that was a beginning that inspired the whole society, and they come together to support us in the activities what we do. So for that matter, that kind of initiatives they are very important because people feel homesick. The first thing you help to diaspora because it's a different adjustment period. It's a difficult adjustment period. You generate a certain kind of knowledge and know-how, how to adjust, how to become successful in a different country, because you constantly have newcomers. And the most important, it also extends the helping hand back to country. For example, we organized number of programs. One of those just to extend help to the orphanages in Tajikistan. So for that matter, it's not only helping people to get rid of the nostalgia, to help to overcome homesickness, help to each other, but it's also building bridges and helping understanding between countries of Tajikistan and the communities living in the United States. It was a very disorganized presentation, but I will be happy to provide you to answer your questions during the Q&A section. Thank you.